what'd you make of the game itself? And that was a pretty fun game to be a part of.
Yeah, I would imagine the last couple of days, you know, your listeners and yourself and everybody in the media and the public circles, and certainly the players' circles. I mean, you talk to anybody, as you have, and we've heard from. These guys were buzzing before. They were certainly buzzing after. And I was no different. That was a game that had a little bit of everything. And I think that provincial rivalry needed it, didn't it? I mean, there's been times when it's been a pillow fight rather than a battle of Alberta. And I think we got a little taste of some grit, some grease, and some intensity in a game that I think both teams were hoping for. Certainly, the Oilers had some big boys in their lineup, and I think to Calgary's credit, they played the game they needed to, and you know, just that third period is really just something, isn't it, when you think about how they continue to come back and you never really count them out. So if they could just kind of give up either that early goal, like do away with that early goal, and that they've been surrendering and possibly finding enough run support as they eventually did, I think Flames fans are going to be really happy.
Well, because you're right. I mean, on the one hand, this team is ridiculous when they enter the third period not leading. I mean, we're now talking about them being 6-7-1 in that circumstance. So on the one hand, you're like, okay, 6 of their 11 wins this year have come when trailing after 40 minutes. On the other hand, you're like, okay, well, at some point you should probably stop that. But this team believes, right?
Yeah, for sure. Listen, you know, it's you can spin almost anything any way you want. I don't care if it's block shots. You don't like them because you're into analytics, or you love them because your team's willing to sacrifice. What it does, Pat, for me is, yeah, you'd love to eliminate those for sure. But then you have something else to complain about, you know. We break down and dissect. The reality is that team's getting it done. They have 60 minutes to do it, and they are getting it done. I don't know. We'll see how this all shakes down, this team, this season. But, I mean, if you're going to games, if you're watching games, you got to stay right to the end, and they make it exciting. And for those people who, in any sport, like it tight, right down to the wire, well, you got it. And the other night, you had a little bit of everything, as we've discussed. So, I don't know. I'm not sure what, you know, outside of good goaltending that they obviously Flames fans and the Flames themselves want, and certainly some offense, and you want to shore up the defense, and I get it. But right now, they needed that win, didn't they? The way California went, and a couple of games afterwards, it was just like, all right, let's see what this team can do to respond. And that's really been a storyline for a number of games this year, is show me the response. What have they got? An early goal, a bad goal, how are you going to respond? And they keep finding ways to do it.